Airport, April 20th at 6 p.m. Call 813-812-9677. That's 813-812-9677.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's time for Be Local Buzz with Devin. Devin is the owner and publisher of Stroll Harbor Bluffs and Be Local Beaches magazines. She's also the founder of Raising Relief Foundation and the host of Be Local Buzz on the TAN Talk Radio Network. Now here's Devin, your community connector.
Thank you for tuning in to Be Local Buzz with Devin here every Thursday from 4 to 5, and I'm super excited to be here. So my husband has it so freezing in our house that I thought we were still in winter, and then I walk out of my house and I realize in a blink we went right into summer. So if you see me sweating on Facebook Live, it's because I'm wearing jeans and long shirts and all that kind of stuff. But I hope everyone's enjoying today and having a fabulous, wonderful day in this little bit of a heat wave. Hi, Ed. How are you?
Good. So define freezing in your home. 75?
No. Oh. Like 70.
Oh, come on.
That's not freezing?
No.
What do you have your AC at?
I once opened the doors when it was snowing. That's freezing.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what's your AC set at?
68, 70, somewhere on there.
That's okay, so you and Mark should live together.
I'm not freezing, though. You said it's freezing.
Well, it is freezing for me. And I think it should be about 74, 75. But he won. I didn't realize it was so hot out. I really did not. I had no idea. But anyways, Ed, you doing good?
Just fine, thank you.
All right. Well, look at all these people in this studio today. We got a show for you. Oh, my God. Well, I just want to, you know, I started kind of doing this little trivia, and I'm going to continue with that. And I just want to tell you about a weird law. And I got someone in here that is a lawyer, so I just want to know if you knew about this. Did you know you're not allowed to drive a black car on Sundays in Denver?
Oh, no.
You didn't?
I did not. Is that still on the books?
Yeah, yeah. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but as of 2 days ago, it was on the books. So if you're in Denver or you're planning on going to Denver and you have a black car, you cannot drive it on Sunday. Did you know that, Ed?
I did not.
Everyone's looking at me like, I've lost my mind. I have not lost my mind.
What's the penalty?
I don't know. We'll have to Google that. I'll stay tuned for next week when we find out what the penalty would be for driving a black car in Denver on a Sunday. All right. Well, we're going to get right into it. I have seven people here, so we got to get right into it. And my first guest is no stranger to the radio and no stranger to the community. I'm honored to have her here. Mary McManus of McManus & McManus. Do we have a song for her? Mary, welcome to Be Local Buzz with Devin.
Thank you.
Thursday here on the best TAN Talk Radio. And you're always taking care of someone's business, aren't you? And that is...
We try.
Oh, that's man. Perfect. You're like a lifesaver, seriously. So tell everyone who you are, of course, and what's the name of your business and what you guys do.
Okay. My name is Mary Taylor. I am an attorney with McManus & McManus, and we have been in this area for, gosh, over 70-some years. It started with my grandfather, and then my father joined the practice, and then I joined the practice, and now my niece, Danielle, has joined the practice. So we've been around for a long time.
Yep.
In the same area in Largo, taking care of people and trying to make sure, like your song says, taking care of their business. Sometimes that's easy and sometimes that's not, because people don't want to think about those things. We do estate planning, and people don't want to think about, oh, if I do a will, that means I'm going to die. No, it means you've taken care of business.
Right.
So when something happens, you know that there's a plan for what's going to take place and the people that you want to be your beneficiaries and the people that you want to be in charge of, the people that, that you've appointed. So it's a very important to have your estate planning documents prepared and have them updated, because life changes. Things happen in life that you need to look at your documents and see if they're still appropriate. You know, we do real estate transactions as well. So when I have a real estate transaction, I explain to the buyer and the seller, your assets have changed. As the seller, you've sold something. That means you have cash and you're putting it into something else. As a buyer, that means you bought something and you have a new asset. And how does that fit into your legal estate planning document? So we kind of try to throw that in to make sure they're thinking about that.
Absolutely. And what age do you think that people should start thinking about this?
Well, for myself, I probably did it when I was in my 30s. But
me too.
When I had children, I had to update it to make sure that my plan took care of my children. And then when they turned 18, they were still my children, but they're adults. And so they needed their own estate planning documents because I couldn't make decisions for them anymore.
Right.
When they were underage as minors, but once they become adults, I'm not able to do that legally. So they both of my children have estate planning documents, because I feel that I wouldn't be a very good attorney if I didn't take care of my own family as well.
That's awesome. So so someone's doing this at 18, 20, 30, 40, whatever it is. And then, of course, you know, again, you said life changes. They get divorced or something happens. So when should that person recontact you to update their living will or will or whatever?
Well, I'd say every couple years, just so we can take a look at it. Because, again, You have documents. Estate planning consists of documents, your will, your trust, your power of attorney, your living will, and then you have your assets, the things that you own. You may have a home, you may have a bank account, you may have a retirement plan. Those things can change.
Mm-hmm.
Your securities may change as the market changes. So you need to see that everything still matches your plan.
And as we all know, it's pretty scary. Someone can go into the hospital with some minor thing and then just never come out. So it's so important to take care of business. So what other things do you do there? I know you guys do workshops, and then we're going to talk about this beautiful lady right that you have next to you. But talk about some of the things that people should do proactively.
Okay, so we get calls every day. Well, maybe not every day, but we get calls frequently. How much do you charge for a will? People just Googling, find our name, and they know that they need to have a will. People know that they need to have estate planning, but they don't know what that means. And so we provide workshops in our office a couple times a month just to educate people about what the documents mean, introduce ourselves so they can feel comfortable with, yes, this is the people I want to work with. But
free.
Also, the workshops are free. They're about an hour and a half to 2 hours. They get a lot of information. They can ask questions to the attorneys for free. And so they can come out with some knowledge and then come back to the appointment with more information and more comfort about the process.
Mm-hmm.
And we do the workshops a couple times a week. We're now doing workshops in the community. We go to different businesses or charities or organizations and do the workshops there.
That's excellent, Mary. Yeah. Thank you for that. And how does someone find out about these workshops?
Well, they can go on our website,
McManusEstatePlanning.com,
or they can call our office. And again, they're a couple times a month, and they're free, and they're very helpful.
On a Saturday.
Yeah, they're usually on Saturdays, but when we go out in the community, it could be during the week as well.
Sure. Okay, so they're free of charge. The workshops are amazing. They're about estate planning, mm-hmm. wills.
Trusts.
Right, what all the documents are, what they mean, and the things you need to be thinking about as you prepare to implement that plan, and then your assets, talking about your assets as well.
Okay, and are they all in person?
Yes, they are all in person.
Okay, so if someone wanted to Zoom in, they can.
I don't think we have Zoom anymore.
Okay, but I know. I wish I didn't have Zoom anymore. I'm like fried today because of Zoom calls all day. It makes you exhausted. Seriously, in person, we were just talking about that. In person meetings are so adrenaline boosting, and Zoom meetings are
draining.
Energy sucking out every energy from you, right? So if you're just tuning in, thank you for that. It's Devin and Ed, and we are on Be Local Buzz with Devin, your community connector. And we're talking to Mary McManus over at McManus and McManus. And she's just given some great tips about estate planning and wills and living wills. And how does someone make an appointment? Because it's kind of scary to think about this, right? So what kind of advice do you give to our listeners? And we're going to wave to our viewers. And we're going to wave to Ed. Hi, Ed. Yeah.
Well, you know, I think people are kind of hesitant, again, because they think if they do this, they something bad's going to happen. And we don't want something bad to happen to anyone. But when they come in and they meet with us, they prepare their plan, they implement it, they execute it, they get it all done, then they're so relieved. They're like, oh, I'm so glad I did this because now I have peace of mind. If something happens to me, you know, this is what's going to happen. And we always encourage them to talk to their family about it if their family's involved in the plan. And if they're not involved in the plan, then they need to tell the people that are involved.
Right. Now, this is even important for people with pets.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know, pets, fur babies, yeah. I mean, they're really the children of our families. So what about that?
Yes, you need to have a plan for your pets. I was just listening to a radio show the other day that talked about pets. And birds live a long time.
Okay.
And they're all going to, most birds are going to outlive their owners.
Okay.
So if you have birds or you have a pet, like if you're an older person and you buy a puppy,
yeah.
You may outlive your puppy may outlive you, or your pet may outlive you. So it's something to think about and it's important to put in your plan.
Yeah, that's the only thing I have straightened out right now is who gets the dogs,
yeah.
Right? So, Mary, I have a confession to send to you, to give you right now on air. I am the bad one with filling out my documents. Yes. Robin's pointing her finger at me. I was cleaning my desk. And Mark said the same thing. Did you get that paperwork? Did you get that paperwork? Okay. So I was cleaning my desk. I found the paperwork. My problem is I don't know who to give it to. So do I just kind of give you, like, who to give, like, and I'm talking about my designer handbags and shoes and clothes. That's what I'm really talking about. And jewelry.
Yeah.
But do I just kind of put a bunch of friends and family members there? Because I don't know specifically who's going to get what.
Okay. Well, you can if you want somebody to have something specifically, or if you're thinking, okay, I want these groups of friends to kind of decide to have the handbags together. So you could say,
yes.
One, you could do it in rotation.
Okay, because I don't want to have to be like, this one goes to this one, this one goes to that one. And so I know, these are things you have to think about.
Yes, this is very important.
Unfortunately, the closet in my house probably has the most value of anything else in my house. So I'm just gonna make a list. It doesn't have to be specifically, this one gets this and that.
Well, unless that's what you want.
If it is what you want, then you put, you know, Robin gets this handbag, Kim gets this handbag.
Yeah, I don't want to do
Gina
that.
Gina gets this handbag.
No,
okay.
And the same thing with my jewelry and stuff like that.
Or you could say somebody specific decides on who's getting these.
Okay. So while I'm taking care of my assets, hopefully my husband has taken care of the finances and 401ks. All the stuff that people think are important. Ed, I know you're laughing at me. I could totally hear it. I could see you laughing at me.
No, because you said, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do this. I can tell you that, I mean, you got to have a will because eventually it's going to happen, whether you want it to or not.
Correct.
And the older you get, believe it or not, family seems to think, okay, well, you get this, you get this. But the family code changes when you pass.
Absolutely.
Oh, no,
absolutely.
She said this, I said that. And I have seen it too many times.
Mm-hmm.
The family has broken up over a TV or a piece of jewelry or whatever. You have to be specific because it leaves any doubt out of the mind of anybody. Because you know what's going where. And there's just no discussion about it.
Yeah,
I don't care if it's a grain of sugar because they'll take you to court for that. So I'm just a believer that you have to be specific in those things.
Well, and I'm sure Mary's nodding your head, right?
Yeah.
So there you go. You got a new employee.
You can't be around to referee it, believe me.
Right. So that's great advice. And I'm sure you're...
Yes, it is. Thank you, Ed.
Yes. So where are you located?
We're located in Largo. Our street address is 79 Overbrook Boulevard. We're off of West Bay Drive and Indian Rocks Road. So we're in the Bel Air Bluffs area, Largo Bel Air Bluffs area.
Yes, and you can find them in Stroll Harbor Bluffs and Local Beaches, Greater Clearwater magazines, and of course on our website, strollharborbluffs.com. Now, Mary, who's this beautiful woman that you brought with you today, and what role does she play in McManus & McManus?
Well, this is Robin, and she's our bookkeeper, so she makes sure all that money's in order, and she keeps track of it.
Robin, would you like to say anything? Anything that we haven't?
Robin enjoys going out to functions and networking, and
she's amazing.
The Harbor Bluff and stroll parties, she enjoys that.
Well, she definitely represents your company very well, sure. So, did you want to say anything, Robin?
No,
you got to wait for the microphone.
Okay. All I really want to say is it is never too early to get your ducks in a row.
Yeah.
Your documents are very important, and like Mary said, they can change, so you should update them every couple of years.
Yep.
And the reason I say this is because when you actually have your documents done, that is the time to talk to the people that you want to have your wishes made true. It's on paper, it's written.
Mm-hmm.
It opens up the conversation you could have with your children or your friends, whoever is going
to yours and talk to your
exactly.
People.
It gave me the opening I needed to do that, and so your wishes will be brought to fruition, because it's important. You won't be here.
Right.
But you want...
And then, like Ed said, if there's something that's going to... something could be flagged if you're talking to your family and they say, oh, well, what about this or that? Mm-hmm. It comes out now.
Yeah. That's right. Then you just can come back to us and we'll fix that.
Excellent.
And that's what happens.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you heard it live on Be Local Buzz with Devin from Mary McManus, who is a generational. They've been around 7 years, right?
70. So, yeah.
70. I know. I meant seven. See, I told you that. I'm fried. This, it's the Zoom calls.
It is.
It's killing my brain cells. So, Mary, we're going to get back to you and Robin. Thank you for being here. And what do you think? I think we have a little, let's see. I think I have something for you. Hang on. No, I actually have it for you. I have some. So our next guest is Gina from The Kind Mouse. Do we have a song for her? Yep, it certainly takes a community, it takes a team, it takes a world to help what's going on out there. So before I introduce Gina and tell you what she does, I just want to give you a little fact that I looked up yesterday. There are 13 million children in the U.S. in food insecurities right now. Can you believe that?
Unfortunately,
13 million children, and how can we help locally? Gina, welcome to Be Local Buzz with Devin. We're so excited to have you here on Tan Talk Radio. So thank you for what you do, and tell our guests and our listeners and our viewers and Ed what you do.
Well, thank you for having us. We so appreciate it. The Kind Mouse feeds the hungry children in Pinellas County. There are 36,000 food insecure kids just alone in our community. Wow. We fill about 2,500 tummies a week. So we're trying to do as much as we can, but we still need help with this. This is a generational problem, but we feel as if to stop the generational thing is we brought an educational factor into it. So we take children, and you're going to meet Twinkles in a few minutes, an outreach group, and we take children that come from secure families with food in their refrigerators, thank you, God, and we start them at age 5 and follow them all the way through to high school graduation where they're learning how to run the nonprofit. They go into the schools and talk to their peers and see the kids who are getting the food, and they give them hope. Eat your food, study, can go to college, et cetera, et cetera.
That's amazing. So let me see if I really understand this. So not only are you helping through your nonprofit and mm-hmm. it's a Kind Mouse, not only are you helping fill this 36,000 Pinellas kids, right?
Right.
You're actually providing a mentorship program
yes.
for people to understand what is going on. And young girl, I can see Twinkle. She's a young girl here, and you're actually giving them accountability to help with this mission.
Yes, we're teaching them how
That's
to run.
That's amazing.
The yep. We teach them how to run the nonprofit. At age 5, they start a board. They have their board meetings. The little ones come every other week, and they're mice in training. And then the older kids are mice interns. And the interns come weekly, and they mentor the little children. We're teaching them how to speak in public. They're running their own video production company out of Kind Mouse, which is called Mouse Vision.
Wow.
So we have the mice in training, mice interns, and Mouse Vision.
So, Gina, how did you come up with this business plan? I have to know that.
Well, I used to do architecture. I'm a draftsman. And when the economy...
Those two don't go together in my head. No. I don't understand how we went from philanthropy to I was an architect. Yeah. So.
Well, how I started it was when the economy fell. So yeah. many of my contractors went down. They had the husbands and wives working together, and they lost everything. This was back 2008, around
yep.
there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just knew something had to be done. I heard that there were hungry children in our backyard, and when I heard that, it was like, we have to do something. And so I just looked, my husband's a journalist, he actually did a story for 60 Minutes on people like we're feeding, and I said, oh, I can do that, and next thing I know, we started the Kind Mouse.
But how did you, so there's a lot of nonprofits out there, I have
yeah.
one by myself, it's right. a Raising Relief Foundation, where we help other nonprofits, of course, like the Kind Mouse. However, what made you take it that step further? There's so many nonprofits out there, but they don't actually take it a step further, so this can be, again, a generational thing, right? Mm-hmm. And kids now are mentoring and mm-hmm. getting into this program, and they'll go eventually to take over your nonprofit. Twinkles right. already takes it over, right?
Pretty much so.
Yeah. So yes. How did that come? How did you really make it into a truly generational nonprofit?
Well, I just realized, okay, we're feeding and we're feeding and we're feeding, but the people don't even know the kids didn't even know who was giving them the food. So, because we're not allowed to give any identifiable bags or anything.
Right.
And I said, okay, this is great. These children know that they're getting the food every Friday. This is wonderful. But they need to know why there's food coming. And so I figured getting the younger kids from the secure families and parents who want to help us out, bring them in, and possibly that would make a difference. If we hit one or two kids a year, that we can break that generational problem, that would be wonderful.
That's amazing. So how does someone get in touch with you? Our listeners, our viewers right now might be like, oh my God, this would be amazing for my daughter or son to get mm-hmm. involved with this, because community service is so important. And if we don't start with the younger ones, it's I don't know what's going to happen, right?
Right. It's very, very tough. But all you have to do is go to our website, www.thekindmouse.org. Volunteer and just fill out your forms. We'll do an orientation. We always have the parents come in with the children to see about if the children even like it. Most of them do. We don't take every child, to be honest with you, because it is a year commitment. But if the yeah. parent really wants to make that commitment and be there, then of course we'd love to have the children join us.
Okay. Well, wow, that's pretty amazing, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So we need to talk to Twinkle. So hey, we got Jean over here. She's the founder of the Kind Mouse, and it's also not only is she feeding lots of kids and hungry tummies. That always like gets to me when you say that. But she has an entrepreneur, or I guess we could kind of say a mentorship and program. And Twinkles is here with us. And Twinkles, I'm not supposed to ask how old you are, but I'm going to ask. How old are you?
I just turned 10 years old.
Wow.
10 years. Ed, can we get an applause for Twinkles? What an amazing young girl we have here. All right, well, we just did it. It's okay. So, Twinkles, how old were you when you started this mentorship program with Gina?
I was 5.
Oh, wow. So, tell me about your experience. What made you decide to jump on board with helping the community and with Gina's program?
So, I just moved to Florida in St. Pete. And then I went to the school Shorecrest.
Yeah.
And my parents found out about this nonprofit called the Kind Mouse, that like feeds hungry children,
yeah.
And that they wanted me to go there because they want me to grow up to be a very nice person. And so they put me in the Kind Mouse, and now I'm here.
You're here almost running it, right? So you've been here for 5 years. Can you tell me some of the duties that you've been doing through every kind of, what do you do?
So I pack bags,
okay,
for the food insecure children. They're called Mouse Nibbles.
Oh, I love that.
And I sometimes make videos with the mouse interns, and I help do events.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So what can you say to other children out there that might be listening, or their parents out there, about the program at the Kind Mouse?
If you want you or your child to become a better person in life, or get like skills for public speaking or anything else that's great, you can come to the Kind Mouse, because if you go to the Kind Mouse, you'll get a happy feeling in your heart that you'll be feeding hungry children. Yeah.
That is just so wonderful, and you are a very good public speaker. I think we should switch seats. We're going to have your own radio. Ed, I think we have a new radio host for Tan Talk Radio. I mean, what an amazing girl. So does it make you now, I know you have to do it kind of like anonymously, right? You can't talk to the kids at school, or talk to me about that a little bit, and what makes you, how does it make you feel really good?
It makes me feel really good that I know that I'm feeding children that don't get the stuff that I get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That is truly amazing. Is there anything else you want to say before we turn it over to Kayla?
No.
Okay, well, you heard it firsthand from Twinkles on Be Local Buzz with Devin, your community connector on Tan Talk Radio, and thank you very much. So you're an entrepreneur. So I keep saying entrepreneur. Sorry, I'm so used to working with business owners. It is close.
One step away.
So what's your title that you have at the Kind Mouse right now?
Well, we did an election, I think, like a year ago.
Yeah.
And I'm the vice president of Mouse in Training. Yeah.
Oh, my God. We need to do an article on her. I think everyone needs to know about the VP over here.
May I ask a question?
Yeah, of course.
So I... involved with a community group, and we came down to the Kind Mouse probably a month or so ago, 2 months ago, and we were packaging the food, and you know, you have to take them out and put the dates on, and your volunteer coordinator was telling us about your program, and she was telling us about your board, and you get to choose your name, right?
Yeah.
So how did you choose Twinkles?
Well, when I was 5, my favorite song was Twinkle Little.
Wait, so are you telling me, wait a minute, it's just like, you're like an imposter, it's not really your name?
No, it's not my name.
I thought Twinkles was your name. You could name kids Twinkles. Oh, how cute is that? Okay, sorry, I didn't know that, Mary. Thank you for bringing me in the loop. So, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star was your favorite song?
Yeah, so I just picked Twinkles.
And now does everyone call you Twinkles?
Yeah.
Friends, your mom, dad?
Not everyone.
Not everyone. Okay, everyone in the Kind Mouse.
Yeah.
Excellent. Oh, wow. Well, thank you, Mary, for letting me know that information. So I heard there's going to be a big food drive. So we're going to be doing a food drive with Stroll Harbor Bluffs and Be Local Beaches magazines. And, of course, we're giving it to the Kind Mouse. And it's going to be through June and July. And, Kayla, I'm going to ask you why we're doing it for June and July. And stay tuned. There's going to be lots of drop-off sites. I don't have them right now. I will have them later on. And it's going to be mostly in Bel Air, Largo, that you can drop off. Or, of course, in St. Pete, right at them. So, Kayla,
hi.
Welcome. Let's move the microphone for you. All right, so we got Kayla over here with the Kind Mouse. So amazing things you guys are doing over there, really making changes in the community. So thank you for that. What's your role over there?
Well, I am a college intern right now, and I found out about the Kind Mouse through the internet. I was looking through great kids programs, and this one stood out because I love the idea of building the kids for the next future.
I love it.
And it's really the next generation that we're preparing for.
And so that's why I picked this place. And my role is just to kind of like learn all the like outs and ins of the program.
Yeah.
And how to run a nonprofit, because honestly, we're all in this together. I feel like the kids know more than me some days.
Well, I think Twinkles knows yes. more than me about running a nonprofit. So yes. I might have to go for her coaching, right?
Yes.
Okay. So June and July, kids are out of school.
Yes.
Now, what happens then? Because they're used to getting these lunch, these bagged lunches, right, at school. So now all of a sudden they're not in school. So you take that away. What happens? That's why we're doing it in June and July. But what normally does happen?
Well, we also still provide a lot of food to like summer programs and stuff. So lots of the kids that are in different programs, we still provide them food as well. And we also still have to prepare for the next school year and all the kids that are getting food. I think Gina would probably be able to explain it more better.
Okay.
There might be a couple other programs that I'm missing.
Yes. But we also take...
I need you a little closer. Yeah.
We also take two schools that have like the bridge program, and we feed every single child in those schools.
Okay.
So we'll bring just food to those particular schools. We're really in 10 Pinellas County schools, but over the summer, you know, as they merge, we do just two. And we do hundreds of kids that way.
Okay. So now I have a question for you. Do kids know to go to the school during July and August? I guess I'm a little confused.
They're actually in the summer programs there. They're attending school. So, and then they have usually like a Y or something, or a boys and girls club after school program. And we then feed the schools. We just go to the schools there, and then every child in the school will get the food.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. Very good. Okay. One more shout out. Who are you, and what do you do?
My name is Kayla, and I'm an intern. I am a college student at St. Leo University, and I'm also Gina's administrative legal assistant and learning everything. And
learning everything of what? What's the name of your nonprofit?
So it's the Kind Mouse Productions, Inc., and we are an organization that helps feed kids that are chronically hungry and also building the next generations of leaders and maybe the president of the United States. We don't know yet, but could have it here.
That's right. Excellent. Okay, and how does someone get involved? Volunteering or donating, or whether, you know, it could be donating money. It doesn't have to just be food, okay? Because money is very important because then they can buy. They know what they need, right, Gina? You know what you need. So any donations can go. Is it on your website?
Yes.
Okay, and what is the website over there? Go ahead.
The website is www.kindmouse.org.
Excellent. Oh, Gina, the Kind Mouse.
Thekindmouse.org, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Excellent, and we'll get back to you in a moment, and thank you so much for what you're doing. Again, Be Local Buzz with Devin, your community connector, here every Thursday on TAN Talk Radio with Ed recently. That's kind of fun. I like it. I'm going to give you some trivia for our next guest. For some reason, I went crazy over yours. Oh, I forgot to ask Gina something. Gina, who is the biggest philanthropist?
Gates.
Who?
Not Gates. Oh, what is her name?
No, it's not a her.
So it's not Gates. No. Who?
Warren Buffett.
Yeah.
Yes. Robin, you got
that
it. You
mean,
got
she
it.
Put me on the spot.
I know. Everyone gets on the spot with trivia because it's weird trivia. Okay, and I got one more thing for you. This isn't a question, so you don't have to worry about being on the spot. But do you know that the United States is one of the only countries to allow tax deductions for charitable donations?
Yeah.
You knew that? Oh, of course I knew that. Oh, my God. Of course Mary and Robin knew that.
I didn't give anyone a
chance. All right. Before we get on to our next guest, I'm going to ask, let's just throw her in. Okay, let's play a song. Let's play a song for Kimberly, and then we'll throw her into trivia.
You don't bring me flowers. You don't sing me love songs.
You hardly talk to me anymore when I come through the door.
You don't bring me flowers anymore. What the heck's up with that?
How dare they? For real. What?
Kimberly, why would I play that song for you?
Because I deliver the most beautiful flowers in all of Pinellas County.
Yes. Yes, you do. And listen up. You better be bringing flowers to the... And guys can get them too, right? So it could
absolutely
be anyone. So I have a question for you. Okay. What plant takes 100 years to bloom? I love stumping our guests.
So it's, this is, I don't know the name of it, but it's the one that smells really bad when it does bloom.
Oh, I don't know that either. I don't even know if I know how to pronounce it, but I'm going to give it a try. Agave Americana?
Yeah.
Okay, did I say that right?
It smells like...
dog poop?
Rotten.
Oh, okay, rotten eggs?
Not good.
Not good, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We all don't want that.
So no,
no,
you don't
we
want
don't
that
want that. We don't want that. And then what's the cheapest flower in the world? Ding dong.
Okay, so I hate the word cheapest because then that makes it sound like it's not
pretty and
pretty and amazing. But I would probably say your daisies.
Yes. Ding 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 ding. She got it right. All right. Kimberly knows her stuff. She is correct. Kimberly, thanks for being on Be Local Buzz with Devin, your community connector.
It's always a pleasure.
I love it. No stranger to the radio over here. So tell everyone what you do and what's the name of your business.
So I own Carlson Wildwood Florist right over in Largo, and we deliver smiles and love.
Oh, I love that.
So we deliver fresh flower arrangements, handmade, designed custom per every order. We do plants. We do gift baskets. We do pretty much anything related to gifts, flowers, all that. We deliver them right to your door, right to your loved one. Personally, we don't contract it out. It's my personal drivers. We it's all in-house. I don't farm it out anywhere because I'm kind of a control freak, so I like to make sure everything is done just right. So I make the arrangements. My people deliver them right to your loved ones, and they get to enjoy them for a long time.
Well, everything I've ever seen... And, of course, talk about philanthropy. Raising Relief Foundation is known for their Denim and Diamonds annual event. And Carlson, and you, Kimberly,
yes.
Carlson Wildwood Florist did the most amazing centerpieces we've ever, ever had in the history of Denim and Diamonds. And not only that, the flowers that I've sent, I'm always getting... You know, and people that have used you are always telling me great things about that. So talk to our listeners and our viewers and our guests, of course, about your standards, because your standards are like crazy high compared to other florists.
Yeah, so I've started this a long time ago when I feel old school. I say I'm old school because before the grocery stores, before... you know, all the quickie marts and all that had flowers where it was like more about the art of it. So I appreciate the quality and the artistic nature of it more than just the price point. Mm-hmm. So for me, to spend just to spend less money to get inferior product does not work for me. So it's still to me about the art and about the quality. And I think you cannot convey the right sentiments if you're not putting the effort into it. So,
well, it shows. So I'm going to tell you my personal views about the flowers in the supermarket. I think there is, now you want me to, you don't want me to use cheap, you don't want me to use this. What word can I use?
Well, when we're talking about supermarkets, you can say cheap.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So I think it's almost like, all right, when I get flowers, which Mark is not very often. But anyways, when I get flowers and it comes from a florist, I feel really special.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
When I get a bagged with the price on it from a supermarket, I feel insulted.
It's almost like an afterthought.
It's an afterthought. It's like, okay, so they were in there and they just said, oh yeah, by the way, I'm going to Devin's house. I might as well pick up some flowers. Yeah. Or, oh, we have Easter at our house. Oh shoot, I might as well pick up some flowers at Publix or wherever. Sorry, Publix, but it is what it is.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, it is what it is. So I almost feel like it's insulting.
Well, you know, and it is.
Personally.
When you order with a florist, you know, or with me, you know, I'm going to ask you, what's her favorite color? What's her favorite flower? What, you know, so I get to know the person and then I tailor that to what they're going to like, as opposed to just picking up something random, you know, and taking it home. Especially when you're down or you know, it's surprising you don't even know sometimes, like, you're in a mood, but then somebody brings you flowers,
right,
and it elevates you, and
right,
you don't even realize, and that's all it takes. And then if for somebody, so I'm always, I say I help people out, because I ask the questions, but you don't know that. So if I would ask Mark, what's her favorite color? What's the, and then I make this beautiful bouquet, and he brings it home, he gets all the credit. Because you
right,
think, oh, he remembered my favorite, like, he ordered it specifically. So then that's like, so I'm making you look good, but I'm also making your loved one feel extra thought of.
I love that.
Yeah.
So like you said in the beginning, you're bringing smiles.
Yeah.
And this is Kimberly, the owner, amazing owner of Carlson Wildwood Florist over there on Clearwater Largo Road in Largo. So you don't have to have an event to send flowers, okay? So I'm
no,
just throwing that out there. But speaking of events, Mother's Day right around the corner.
Mother's
so
Day is right around the
let's
corner,
let's talk
yes,
about that. Mother's Day, and then, of course, don't forget the grandparents. But let's talk about that. How far in advance did someone order? Talk to us about the process with that.
So, I mean, because of the volume that comes in, and it's every flower shop, not just mine, because it's a volume holiday.
There aren't other ones.
Well, there's not any on my level, but there are other ones. You want to get it in as early as you can, just because it guarantees you, especially if you're looking for something specific.
Okay.
The sooner you get it in, the more they're guaranteed that we're going to be able to provide you what you want. If you wait till the day before, you know, 2 days before, at my shop, you're going to get something fresh and something beautiful, but you're not going to be able to specify what you want, because at that point, you know, we're sort of at the end of what we've got coming in. So
okay,
the sooner the better, but I do always leave slots open for people who, I don't want to say forgot, but
last minute people,
yeah. But yeah, if especially something specific, I would say the sooner the better.
Okay, so question for you. Mm-hmm. Now, can someone drop in and have, can they walk in, do you take walk-ins, or is it all order custom-made?
No, you can walk in. I'm there Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays from 9 to 2. I have a full walk-in cooler.
Oh, cool.
So, and I'm the designer, so I'll make it. It takes me about 10, 15 minutes, depending on what you want. We have grab and goes. We have, you can go in the cooler and just pick out stems. I can put an arrangement together for you. You know, we're real casual that way, and we love to see our people, because
right,
you can't build a relationship and give that quality without, again, like we said with Zoom and phone, like if you're
yeah,
on Zoom and phone calls, it's not the same as building the relationship when you come in. So, you know, we stop by, and I like to hear about the kids and what's going on while I'm making the arrangements. So, yeah, you can come by and
okay,
last minute or plan ahead or...
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about delivery? Talk to our listeners and viewers about that.
So deliveries, we do accept same day deliveries, but there is about a 1 o'clock cutoff, just because we don't want to deliver until 8 or 9 o'clock at night. But we deliver all of our drivers, you know, in air conditioned vehicles. We have delivery setups in the back that hold them, you know, nice and secure, so there's no sloshing and flopping. You're not going to get an arrangement that fell over, or maybe, you know, the water spilled out of it. You know, it's we try to keep it on every level, from my cooler to your door, to the best quality that we can get.
Okay, and where do you deliver to?
We deliver pretty much most of Pinellas County. We deliver Tarpon Springs all the way to St. Pete.
Okay, sweet.
And then from Bay to Bay, of
okay,
course. So we cover pretty much most of Pinellas County. We don't
okay,
go as far into Oldsmar, but that's
okay,
like right on the line.
And what about the arrangements? Are they custom? Do you make them, like, do you have like a website, or do you just make them as, like, how does that work?
So I have a website. It's carlsonwildwoodflorist.com.
Okay.
You can go online. You can pick out some, because, you know, in this 2024, you have to be online.
Yep.
So, you know, you can certainly go online and pick it out. You do keep in mind, though, when you're ordering online, it's not the same as ordering on Amazon. It is a natural product. It's grown naturally. Mother Nature is in charge of it. We are not in charge of it. So the website is more of a guideline for, like, a color palette and a style more than... You're going to, like, I can't reach into the computer and pull out the exact same thing you're looking at. Because, you know, they enhance the photos and they color, you know, they...
That makes sense.
Yeah. So if you order online, which you absolutely can do, again, it's carlsonwildwoodflorist.com, just know that it's sort of like a guideline. But best... I don't know. I guess best is for me if you call me and just explain to me the person.
Yeah.
And then
colors.
Just let me, we'll figure out your budget and then just let me make something. All my flowers come in fresh every day, so it's not a problem. You know, it's not something like, oh, I don't have that, or I don't,
right.
You know, so I have flower suppliers that come to me every day, so you're going to get something fresh and something beautiful every time, so
no doubt, I can totally vouch for that for sure. So this isn't a trivia. This is real. Okay.
Okay.
What is the most popular flower for Mother's Day? Just I'm curious.
Oh, peonies.
Peonies.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like a P&L? Is that like a profit and loss statement? No.
Some I feel like it sometimes.
Yeah. Okay, so you need to order more of that.
Yes, you can, and they are actually coming into season right now. So, the domestic ones are coming into season, which are the prettiest ones. We get calls for those the most.
Okay.
I don't know if that's because they're all over Pinterest, or I feel like it's because we're in Florida and we have a lot of transplants. So it's a plant that grows really well in the Northeast.
I don't even know if I know what those look like. I am not Devin Miss Botanical. I'll tell you that right
now. So I think I get a lot of calls for them because. And I hear it a lot, like, oh, we had it in our yard, or my mom or my grandmother had it, and and we can't grow them here. It's too hot. So I think that's why it's the most popular, at least for me, because it reminds everybody of, their childhood or their grandmother or, you know, something like that from up north.
Oh, cool. So hello, everyone out there. It is Be Local Buzz with Devin, and I always have the experts in their fields. And remember, if you're hearing anyone on this radio show, it's because they truly, truly, truly are the best at what they do, and they are community people that really care about the customer. And I have to say that I truly pride myself on bringing you the best businesses for our magazine and our network. So thank you for being the best. But I do have a little trivia. It's not a trivia. It's a kind of a statement, because I didn't know this.
Okay.
Broccoli is a flower?
It is,
Explain that to me.
So broccoli is, so if you look at it, same with cauliflower, it comes up out of the center. And that's why the little greeny parts that get stuck in your teeth, that's why they're called the flowerettes. So it's actually the seed, because if you leave it, it does get like a white bloom on the top of it, and then it turns into seed.
Okay. All right. So I fell for this once, okay? We were at a Mexican restaurant, I think it was, and they had beautiful blue flowers. I know it. I'm so bad.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And someone's like, they're edible.
Yeah.
It was like eating grass from my yard. Okay?
Yeah,
uh-huh. So what makes this good tasting and that blue thing was... You eat those, Robin?
No, but I know you can.
Oh, man. I think someone was pulling a prank on me about that one, because I wouldn't eat those blue things that they serve. Uh-uh.
You know, I think it's because it's... Okay, because I'm not a salad person. So it's because we've gotten so used to the added sugars and the added everything into our food that when we eat something that's
bland.
Bingo!
Bland.
It didn't have sugar. That's why I didn't like it.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Holy smokes, is it really five of? Okay, one more time. Call out Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. Yeah, Mother's Day, Mother's Day, Mother's Day. Don't make them mad, please. Carlson Wildwood Florist. You can give us a call, 727-446-4610, or you can order online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at carlsonwildwoodflorist.com.
Excellent. And then, I don't know, Twinkles, are you going to talk about the Kind Mouse, or Gina? Who's going to talk about this?
Kayla's
Kayla, okay.
Yep.
Just give us your 30-second commercial on who you are.
My name is Kayla again, and I just also want to say that we have a Mother's Day drive going on as well. We're collecting baby food. We're really in need of baby food currently. So any of that's great, or you can also go to our website, www.thekindmouse.org, and donate on behalf of your mother or any type of mother figure. So.
Okay, so where did someone drop off this baby food?
Yes.
Where?
Or even formula. You can drop it off at the Kind Mouse. I don't know the address offhand. I'm a Google person. I use maps everywhere I go.
But our address is 1801 16th Street North, Suite B, St. Pete. And we are open 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Excellent.
And also you can just donate on our website, and we'll be able to take it from there. So thank you so much. So this is an honor and a memory of moms. Thank you.
Yes. And you know what? That's probably the easiest thing to do. Instead of going, like, I've never had children, so I can picture, like, I'd be scared. I'd be having, a panic attack down that baby Ford aisle. So if I could just give you money, that would probably be best, and you can go do all that.
Yeah.
Okay. And Twinkles and the whole gang over here, it's too many to mention. Everyone, thank you for being on here. Who started off our show? Okay, we got Mary and Robin from McManus and McManus.
Mary Taylor and Robin here from McManus and McManus. We'll help you, take care of business.
Take care of business, for sure.
And that's after you take care of your mom.
Yes. I love her. She's so quick.
Because if you don't take care of your mom, you're going to need to take care of
yourself. Yeah, really.
That's true. So if you didn't hear Kimberly, she's right. Give that microphone over to Kimberly. Go ahead, say that one more time.
If you don't take care of your mom, you're going to need to take care of your business because you're in big trouble.
Absolutely. I love it. And don't forget firm baby moms.
Yes.
Mark, don't forget.
Yeah.
Don't forget. Okay. Go ahead, Mary and Robin, where are you from and what do you do?
All right, so we are attorneys with McManus and McManus in Largo, Florida. We make sure you have your documents in place, your estate planning documents, to make sure that when life happens that you're all prepared. And you can go to our website, McManusEstatePlanning.com, get our address, take a look at the schedule of workshops, and come and see us.
Yes, yeah. And you guys are truly amazing. And the patience that you have, and just, I don't know, everything is, you're amazing. And then one more trivia. Maybe I'm going to give it to Ed, these girls over here. Ed, are you ready for a little trivia? What is the number one smelling flower? And I guess that could be, it depends on the person. Yeah. But what is voted the number one smelling flower?
Rose?
Nope. Do you know? Oh, don't look at me. She's cheating. She was looking at my notes.
I can't read from over there. Oh, okay. I don't have my glasses.
Okay.
Thank you, though, for that.
I would say it's Lily. Lily.
It's Jasmine.
Oh, we can't use those as cut flowers.
Yeah, you can.
Hello. I don't know.
That's a bush.
They think I told them about it. All right, so we're going to go with the second best.
You can eat them, though.
A lily would be.
Oh, there's no way.
Yeah, you can eat them.
Never eating another flower again after that experience with the blue thing. What is that blue thing called?
I'm not sure. The delphinium, maybe?
I don't know.
I didn't see
something.
It
looked very pretty, but it certainly wasn't. It didn't have sugar, I guess. Let's just say that. Okay, so I hope everyone has a great weekend. If you're around tonight at 6 o'clock, there is a conversation in cocktails. It is at Coastal Market 607 on Clearwater Largo Road. And that is for women if they want to learn about investing. And it's a free seminar. It's by Molly Croyle, and it's excellent. It's tonight. And I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in to Be Local Buzz with Devin, your community connector, here on Thursday from 4 to 5. And thank you, Ed, for all you did today.
Yay,
Ed.
Thank
you. Thank you. Baby, bye, bye, bye,
bye. Don't wanna be a fool for you. Just another player in your game for two.
You may hate me, but it ain't no lie. Baby, bye, bye, bye,
bye. Don't really wanna make it tough. I just wanna tell you that I had enough.
It might sound crazy, but
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Breaking news out of New York, where a full jury has now been seated in Donald Trump's hush money trial. That's 12 jurors and so far just one alternate. Lawyers are questioning a couple more to have a total of six alternates before opening arguments next week. House Speaker Mike Johnson is breaking down a foreign aid package and planning a vote on separate bills that could get more funding to our allies faster. CBS's Natalie Brand has more from Capitol Hill.
The House plan includes three separate bills with more than $60 billion in security assistance for Ukraine and $26 billion for Israel. Another $8 billion is pegged for the Indo-Pacific with the goal of countering China.
Ukraine's war with Russia, a big topic today at the G7 in Capri. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
If Putin is allowed to proceed with impunity, we know he won't stop at Ukraine, and we can safely predict that his aggression will continue. Other would-be aggressors around the world will take note.
As for the Middle East, both the U.S. and U.K. imposed new sanctions on Iran today following its attacks on Israel. They'll target Tehran's drone production. Robert F. Kennedy's family just officially turned their backs on his presidential campaign.
The best way forward for America is to re-elect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to four more years.
The daughter of the late Senator and Attorney General Bobby Kennedy did so, even though her own brother, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is running as an independent. Joe Biden, she said, represents the best values of the Kennedy family.
It's an incredible honor to receive the endorsement of your family, and it means so much to me.
And CBS's Linda Kenyon reporting. People in Ohio are cleaning up more tornado damage for a third straight day.
This right here was one of the most damage that we've had in years.
I don't know what's going on with the weather in Ohio, but I'll take the old weather back.
I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this actually happened.
Thousands still don't have power in four states. Guitar legend Dickie Betts has died.
Betts shared lead guitar duties with Duane Allman and the original Allman Brothers Band, helping give the group its distinctive sound and creating a new genre in the process, Southern Rock, which combined the blues, country, R&B, and jazz with 60s rock. The Allman Brothers Band was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995 and earned a Lifetime Achievement Grammy Award in 2012.
That's CBS's Christopher Cruz reporting. Betts was 80. And the sun might be setting in Utah. Organizers of the Sundance Film Festival reportedly scouting new locations now for the famous event. Wouldn't happen, though, till 2027. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Downtown Dave. How would you like to be able to promote yourself, your business, or someone else's business for less than the cost of one 60-second commercial on many Tampa Bay radio stations? Here's the deal. You can have your own one-hour radio program on the Tan Talk Network for less than the cost of one 60-second announcement on many Tampa Bay stations. Your program will be on two Tampa Bay radio stations and will cover 4 million people in Florida, plus worldwide on the Internet in both audio and video. And you'll have a web link for your business on the Tan Talk 1340 website. We provide the producer, the state-of-the-art equipment, free production of commercials, and much more. Check it out today. Call Lola O'Brien, the Irish Hawaiian, at 727-510-7622. That's 510-7622. Call Lola O'Brien now, 727-510-7622. Call now, and your one-hour radio program can start tomorrow. Call 510-7622 for Lola O'Brien, the Irish Hawaiian, at the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, jazz lovers, been trying to find a show that plays real jazz like me? Well, guess what? I produce my own show, Jay Weinstein here. We can listen to what we really, really want. Set your dial to 106.1 and 1340 on the AM, WTAN, and we've got you covered two times a week, Tuesdays and Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. Got a great show cooking for you, Hot Jazz Financial. We're going to be talking about some super powerful retirement planning tips. It's not investment advice, but we're going to talk about strategies to make sure you can retire and retire strong.
Shenyun.
Shenyun 2024 are coming to the Tampa Bay area May the 3rd through the 5th at Mahaffey Theater in St. Petersburg. Shenyun revives 5,000 years of civilization through choreographed dance, music combining classical Western and Chinese instruments, and innovative 3D backdrop. Come and see it once in your lifetime. Tickets at shenyun.com/FL.
Panhellenic News, on air live every Wednesday at 4 p.m. at 106.1 FM. Panhellenic News.